Hello, Abraham. Thank you. The voices I heard as a child, what was that all about? And I feel that they're trying to communicate with me again. Is that right, or is that just my imagination?
It is right, and it is your imagination.
Yes, I understand.
This question comes at a perfect place given the basis that we've already laid here tonight, because we were talking about your point of attraction being whatever it is, and in this case, in alignment with who you really are, so that what's in your vortex can flow into your grid in a way that you will realize it. And so when you are tuned to the frequency of that which is your source, then it's logical, isn't it, that you would then hear the message. And it's interesting to us that that feels like a rare experience or a surprising experience. Like, what was it that I was hearing? The most natural thing in all of the world. You are hearing the natural consequence of you being in alignment with the whole of who you are. You were experiencing step three. I see. It's interesting and important to recognize that the vibrational frequency of a question is very different than the frequency of the answer. Can you feel that? The frequency of a problem is very different than the frequency of a solution. So often when you're really asking for something, a lot of people pray in such earnest from a place of not having something that they want, and their prayer cannot be realized. They cannot realize the answer to it as long as the question is so active within them. So when you realize that step one and step three are different steps, and that you've been asking and asking and asking, and then somehow you found a way to be in alignment with who you are. And can you recall, it was a long time ago, the example that you're offering, but it's not been so long since it happens. It happens all the time to you. What's going on in your life experience that puts you in a place where you can hear that? Can you remember what was happening then? Do you recall any of the details of it? Usually?
Do you mean long ago or now?
Long ago. Because that's the way you prefaced the...
Yes. It wasn't such a happy situation.
So you were
as
asking,
a child.
You were asking with great intensity. But when the answers came, in the moment that those answers were coming, can you recall what you were doing? Because you had to be in a state of allowing, or you would not have been able to hear. You see what we're getting
at? Yes. Yeah. I was relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You maybe had given up.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you're hearing music, or sometimes you're just walking by yourself and it just occurs to you.
Mm.
But for sure, what you weren't doing was blocking it.
No.
Or keeping it from happening. You were in a state of allowing. And so it's worth, don't work too hard at trying to remember, but watch for the evidence of it now.
Mm.
So you said then or now. So tell us about the now voices that you are hearing.
I start to hear them. And then I think my mind doesn't really believe it.
Yeah. And then you stop. So somehow, without really knowing how, you prepared your grid for the revelation, for the realization. You see, that's what inspiration is. That's how ideas flow to you. That's how everything gets from your vibrational reality, your vortex version, into your manifested reality. You are the translator of it. Do you get that? It may not seem that way to you because it seems like things happen, that physical things happen, but the reason they happen is because you are vibrationally up to speed enough with them to happen. As your society, as you talk with one another, it's very slow going when you have to wait for everyone around you to perceive it before you allow yourself to believe it. That was a big statement. Can you imagine how dynamic your life could be if you didn't need the justification of others being in vibrational alignment with it before you receive it? Aren't you glad that Esther didn't have to wait for every one of you to tune into the frequency of Abraham before she was able to receive it? Isn't it nice that through meditation, she just quieted her mind for about 9 months, sat every day with Jerry for 15 or 20 minutes, and quieted her mind. And in the quieting of her mind, there was the releasing of thought. And in the releasing of thought, there was the releasing of resistance. And in the releasing of resistance, there was the natural raising of her vibrational grid until she heard us, you see. Not in audible words. She received the clear understanding that we were offering. And it was so undeniable that she could not not speak it. In other words, it was so vivid and so real, realer than anything that she was seeing in the reality that was already manifested around her. There was no question, you say, that there was someone that knew something and had something to say about something that was important. And frequently Esther would say, Abraham, she said it tonight, standing here, getting ready for us to be ready for you. Abraham, I want to speak clearly your words. And we said what we always say, as always, relax, release, receive. Here we come.